Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
An off week for your team. I know one of the things that we talked about a week ago was a chance to get a break and heal up. How did you use the week, and were you able to heal up a little bit?
Yeah, I think we were. You know, we regrouped a little bit. You know, we practiced a decent amount, but, you know, all based on kind of what we felt like, you know, analytically and sports performance based would make the most sense for us as far as how many times we ran, how many reps we got, how long we're on the field. And so, you know, I think our stress load went down a little bit, but not enough that it's going to prevent us from having a great week of practice this week.
First question this morning from Kevin Cestolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. Ryan, you know, obviously every week a coach wants his team to improve. And, you know, and games are the measure of that. Even though you guys didn't have a game this past Saturday, did you see things last week in practice that made you feel like you guys had improved in some areas?
Yeah, for sure. I do. I do think that, you know, I think we got a little bit better at, you know, again, we refocused on fundamentals, and it's the same things we talked about. And unfortunately, sometimes it does take, you know, putting your hand on the stove, you know, and getting burned to realize that stove's hot. And so, you know, we had to make sure that we got back to the basics and the fundamentals of practicing really hard. You know, I think we were practicing well, but obviously, you know, we could always practice a little bit better. And I think we did this week. You know, I think we'll get a couple of guys back, that, you know, I think we're kind of hobbled. And hopefully we can continue to come out of this thing and stay healthy throughout the next, you know, 6 weeks.
May I ask what guys you may be getting back?
I shouldn't say back. I should say back to 100%. I mean, everybody was playing, you know, Nolan will play this week. He was hobbled last week at the end of that game, but he'll be okay.
Next question this morning from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan. Hey, how do you feel about your running game at this stage of the season? And, you know, do you like that rotation of the four guys that'll, you know, maybe bring a little something different to it?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think that, you know, we continue to keep those guys fresh. I think that's important, you know, coming down the stretch here when you have four guys that you feel comfortable with, you know, that you can, you know, maybe there's one or two guys that you end up giving the ball a little bit more to, but, you know, if you only had those one or two, you know, then you're wearing them out as the end of the season goes on, especially if you only have one, you know. And I've been in that boat where by the end of the season, that one is not as good as he was in the beginning of the season because he's a little bit banged up. And so I think it's nice that we have that capability. We'd like to have that at kind of all the positions. We do have it at receiver, tight end, and running back. You know, we do have a ton of guys that we can rotate through that are all very similar talent level. And so, you know, I think we're continuing to get better at the run game. You know, I don't think we're anywhere where we, you know, I think we hope we can be, and I think we potentially could be. And hopefully as we get down the stretch here, we continue to get a little bit better at the details and the adjustments and all the run plays that we have.
Thanks.
Just building off that a little bit, Ryan, you've brought a new system in offensively. You guys are averaging over 28 points, over 400 yards a game. Are you pleased with where you are, and what would you like to see maybe get better in the second half?
Well, I think consistency and, you know, I don't think we've put together a four quarter game on offense yet. You know, I think we've had spurts, and that is kind of a product of who we are over the course of time with the amount of shots we take. There's going to be times where you go three and out. But I think we have the ability with, you know, how good our players are and you know, as they get to know the system even more and more in depth, I think we do have the ability to stay a little bit more consistent than we've been. You know, I think the couple of things that I think have stalled us here and there have been some third and shorts and fourth and shorts. And, you know, we're focusing on that and trying to get better at that. And hopefully we can continue to improve there. And then the ball inside the 10, you know, red zones that we've gotten stopped a couple of times there. We've had a couple of untimely mistakes, a couple of situations where, you know, I think we probably could have done a better job coaching and playing ball inside the 10 here and there. And so we'll get there, I think. I do think we're on track. And again, if we continue to roll the same people out there and stay healthy, I think we'll only get better.
on the other side of the ball, you guys have been one of the top defenses statistically in FCS, averaging, allowing 13 points, about 275 yards a game. How do you feel like those guys performed, and is there more of a ceiling for that unit?
Well, I think that, you know, the bar's been set very high, and I do think that they have the capability of maintaining that. You know, we have to stay healthy there. That's one place that we're probably not as deep on defense as we are on offense. You know, I think we're starting to get banged up there, and hopefully we can continue to, you know, keep running the same guys out there week after week, because they are talented and they've played together for so long, and they're, you know, explosive in their own right on that side of the ball. You know, I think, and we have to play complementary football. I mean, it's something when defensive coaches say it, I feel like it means we have to run the ball every play. When offensive coaches say it, I think it holds a little bit of water in the, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had, you know, double the time of possession of the team that we played against, and it showed, you know. And then this past week, we, in the first half, we had terrible time of possession on offense. We were going three and out, and it showed. You know, they ran the ball well against us because we were tired, and those things matter. You know, I it's not necessarily like time of possession is going to equal wins, but it can, you know, statistically show up and can kind of change the momentum in a game if, you know, we're not playing well together. And I think we have not played a four quarter game yet as a team. And I hope that this week is one of those times when we do.
Got a follow up from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, I was going to ask you about Morgan State, but first of all, how much did Nolan practice last week, and how limited was he in terms of what he could do?
Yeah, he could probably go almost 100% early in the week. We held him out for the first couple of the bye week practices. We got him back, you know, Thursday. He's pretty good right now. You know, I would say it wasn't anything. We practiced yesterday, and it wasn't anything abnormal. It was a normal practice.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. So, Morgan State, what are some things that they do particularly well that you guys will have to be particularly ready for?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're aggressive on defense. On offense, they're fairly athletic. The quarterback is a solid player. Up front, they're physical. On offense, they can move around and they hit you in the offensive line. And then on defense, I think, you know, they create enough situations where they're, you know, aggressive and jumping stuff and getting in, you know, and causing some pressure that, you know, they cause some problems there. You know, I think that it's one of those games where, you know, hopefully we've worked on our fundamentals, because we're going to need them. You know, I think if we go out there and play fundamentally sound, we're going to be just fine, just like we normally are, you know. And I think it's one of those games that'll kind of test us there, is can we put it together, you know, as a team? Can we, you know, stay fundamentally sound? Can we know our assignments, our alignments, our techniques? If we do, I think we'll be okay.
Ryan, coming out of a bye like this in midseason is unusual. Do you worry about getting your guys ready for a non-conference game in the midst of what's been a very heated conference race?
I don't. No, I think we're going to be just fine. I think our guys are going to be ready to play and itching to get back on the field, and in particular, coming off a loss. I think it's something that, you know, our guys are going to be ready to go, kind of, you know, prove that was not what their MO is. You know, it's. They're capable of more. And I think they feel that this is going to be the game that's going to show that.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Morgan State, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.